Right, we're gonna call the meeting back to order.
Whatever time it is.
I don't know what kind of comments I need to make, but we found out the information that we needed to find out, and...
I need a motion to come out of executive session.
So, okay, I'll make the motion to come out of executive session.
Second.
Okay, Daryl?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
And Julie?
Yes.
And I concur, so we are now out of executive session.
And I appreciate the break, thank you.
And yes, we took a little short break there.
Ooh, boy.
The next agenda item, as I stated, we found out the information we needed to do, and we don't need to do anything with it, we just needed to find out the information. And so now we, the next thing is public comment. So you've had a long time to sit out there and ponder what you want to tell us. While we were busy listening. And so are there any comments or questions or anything about today? This is your official last comment. Okay.
I read a potato chip.
Oh, okay.
This is Artis. Okay. Since Candy's going to Lincoln, who's going to your class?
You want me to?
Yeah, can you answer that? Because it's a staff question.
You bet.
Wouldn't know.
We're not going to fill the position right away. The supervision now is being handled by the two deputy directors, Bob Deaton and Carlos Servant. Okay. And they've been in very frequent touch with each office and the whole district, both in person and on the phone, and they're really doing a good job building the teamwork there.
Okay. Have we got a counselor for the Kearney office now? Another one?
We have a VR counselor in training. She is, by all reports, great. She's really going to be an asset, really neat young woman that's great philosophy, great skills, great willingness to try whatever new, and just really a neat person.
Okay, anything else? All right, we're down to focus topics, and there were some discussions about what we agreed to the last time as far as actually how the minutes read. I think the minutes read something like that we would make a strong effort to, we would meet once in Lincoln and once in Omaha during the year and make a strong effort to be outstate Nebraska during the other two times of the year, which is May and August, when there's less likelihood of snow and ice and blizzards and only tornadoes and hailstorms. And
don't forget sunshine and cloudy weather.
Okay, well, anyway, that's what we need to revisit. My personal recollection is that that's exactly what I thought I was agreeing to, but, you know, I think it's worth discussing again.
It depends on your definition of outstate. I know when Sherry made the suggestion in February, when we had nobody there because of the caucus, to go out west, the central part of the west part of the state, there was some concern as to how that was written in the minutes. And of course, I talked to her after that meeting. She called me up and said, Jim, if you can get people in the western part of the state to show up and they don't want to show up in the eastern part of the state, then go out and make it happen. Of course, we can't bring her back to life and interpret her remarks, but that's what she told me. However, not thinking at the time when we suggested Columbus, it didn't dawn on me that that's 90-minute drive outside of Omaha. In reviewing my initial concern about Columbus, I have necessarily no problem with going to Columbus, but my only concern about that is it's, in my view, too close to Omaha. We can leave it there, that's fine, but if we are going to go a little bit further west, I understand Daryl's situation with school, and I'm not sure Julie or what have you, or Nancy, but we need, as long as we make sure that it isn't in Omaha or Lincoln in May or August, then that's fine. I mean, I think that satisfies Sherry's suggestion.
Okay. Here's the thing about Columbus. It does. It. I think it's a good location for. You know, it's kind of equidistant between Grand Island and the Lincoln Omaha area, so you can get, you know, a lot of northeastern Nebraska people.
Yeah. And from Norfolk, Fremont, mm-hmm. yeah.
Humphrey, right. David
yeah.
City.
Yeah, exactly. That was my comment that, you know, whereas I agree, you know, Nebraska is a long state, and I agree that we need to get out further west, but we also don't need to forget the middle of the state people, too, because whichever way we go to Lincoln or Omaha, it's quite a ways in, because I live in the middle of state, so I'm fully aware of where that is, and it doesn't bother me one way or the other. If I have to go the night before, that's fine. But I really think we need to consider, and I like the idea of leaving it as strongly, make an effort to bring it to different parts of outstate Nebraska, because I don't want to shut any doors that would say we absolutely have to go out west, you know, or we absolutely mm-hmm. have to go here or whatever, because you never know what's going to change. And just because we come to one area one time and not many people come, maybe perhaps the next time we go to that location, maybe more people mm-hmm. will come. You don't know what's going to happen. So.
In the New World, it's easy to get around. They have a good karaoke bar and the whole bit, so there you are. I had to mention that.
Okay. Well, anyway, so if it's satisfactory with everybody the way it is, we will leave the focus topics the way they are, and I think we went through those before, so I'm not going to go through.
I would like to talk about focus topics.
So
okay.
All right.
The next one for November is working with employers focused on employment.
Right.
Carlos Ravon is going to take the lead on that, and the placement committee is going to support that. But they would like a little more definition of what it is that you would really like. That could go a lot of different directions in that focus topic. So what would you like most to hear about on that at that meeting?
Okay. Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Wow. I don't know. I hadn't thought about that.
I hadn't either.
Well, I guess I would like, folks working with employers, I would like to know, you know, the kinds of things they do to work with employers. How do they get employers interested in a blind person and not being afraid to try them? And how do they, after perhaps they get the job, you know, with the employer, what kinds of things do they do? And if there's unusual in that the employment that people get, that, you know, I'm always interested to hear that this person or that person got a job working in there. And I think even knowing what blind people can do, I think, wow, that really impresses me that they were able to do that. And I want to encourage other people to go in that direction if they have an interest there.
Mm-hmm. I would like some expansion or clarification on the agency's perspective of the client counselor responsibilities in the job search placement process.
Okay.
Because, do you understand what I'm trying to
do? Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That was one of the topics.
The counselor's role.
Yeah, because we talk about the placement committee, which in my mind implies that, you know, your counselor's going to come to your door and, okay, we have these three jobs, which one do you want? You know, but then when, you know, it's seminars and in the mm-hmm. center, you know, you should be applying for a job, and you should be, and so I just, and maybe it's different for different mm-hmm. clients, but if I could get some clarification on
sure.
that,
Could they also talk about the success or lack thereof, depending on your viewpoint, mm-hmm. of the recently concluded employment seminar?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. what happened there and what kind of changes they plan on making in the future, et cetera, et cetera. Because mm-hmm. there are some good things that happened this week and there are some not so good things.
Are we giving too many ideas now?
Probably, but I'm not saying we'll be able to do everything. Yeah.
But
why don't
you just throw those all out to Carlos mm-hmm. and whatever he mm-hmm. feels like that he okay. can best give us ideas on, because we can, you know, we always need another.
What it doesn't cover, we'll ask.
I could ask questions or otherwise have another focus topic for another time.
Yeah, and sometimes the focus topics do give us an idea for something that's another part of the whole thing. Because even senior blind, I mean, what you heard about today was mostly what Deanna's been doing, not what we do statewide for older blind persons. So, you know, there's lots more to everything.
But
this is helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Any other discussion on the focus topics?
Do we set one for May?
May is supported employment.
Let me ask about the practicality of a focus topic during survey review. How practical is it to have a focus topic during the review of the surveys that are submitted by staff? Nothing against Nancy, you do a good job, and that's why I'm glad you're chair and I'm not. But it seemed like the meeting in May dropped.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You mean not have a focus topic?
Bingo. Either that, or if you want to have a focus topic, start the meeting an hour earlier, as it has been told to me that we've done previously.
Okay.
I would say with the... Are we required to have a focus topic?
No. It's a way to keep the board informed about what's going on all the time on an ongoing basis.
I would just say, given what the workload we have in going through the survey results and evaluation, that we would skip a focus topic in May and move that to August.
That certainly, you know, whatever.
And then move that to the
supported
next
employment.
That focus topic.
Yeah. That would be okay with me, because they are absolutely right. It did go on longer, but when we're evaluating the executive director, which is so important.
And if we're going to take it question by question.
Yeah, it does need to be.
Right.
To go as long as we need it, because this is one of the most important things that the board does, is hire and maintain the executive director. So I would have that would be okay. I will, in the next agenda, the next agenda, I will change that, and we'll just move that supported
to the next agenda. Do we need a motion?
I think it's just a consensus.
That's fine. I can
consensus.
Because I love you people, but I like to get home too.
I'm glad you came, but here's your hat.
That's right.
Well, given all the activities that go on in May, graduations and whatnot, it just makes
weddings,
sense.
Funerals.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Jeez, we hope no funerals. Thank you very much.
Not me.
Okay, now, so final announcements.
I have none.
I don't know that I have any, and Wes made his big announcement already. So that means that we will adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, we are done for the day.
Good.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
What is this information here?
Kathy put in front of each of you the...